Hello and welcome to the 26th episode of Wine About History. I'm your host, Max Hamill, and today we're covering Francis Augustus Hamer. And he was a very famous Texas Ranger, and he was the main character of the Netflix movie that just came out, Highwaymen. And I think he was portrayed very well. And I was watching it, and I found this Frank Hamer character to be very interesting, so I thought I'd do an episode on him. And today I'm drinking beer instead of wine, just to shake things up. I'm drinking Rush River's Double Bubble Imperial India Pale Ale. If you like IPAs, get it, because it's pretty good. It's actually one of the best I've ever had, and I love to try every kind of beer. Back to Francis. He was born in Fairview, Wilson County, Texas in 1884 and grew up in the San Saba County. Now, Texas at this time was still very wild. In fact, the Wild West days didn't really end until 1911, until a Native American named Ishii surrendered himself to the United States because his people had been to war with the United States for a long time, and that they used that moment to mark the end of the Wild West days. So when he was a boy and growing up, it was still definitely the Wild West. Very much so, in fact. In fact, most of his life, his favorite gun was a single Colt Action Army that he called Old Lucky. So it's just a different time period and different Texas. It is definitely the Wild West days of old. So before he became a lawman, Frank worked as a ranch hand in his father's blacksmith shop. And he had about 50 gun battles in his life, 54 depending on the source. And the first of them was when he was a boy. He was sharecropping with his brother, brother named Harrison, for a man named Daniel McSwain. One day, McSwain asked Frank to murder his business partner. McSwain wanted his business part out of the way. Frank refused, and then McSwain threatened Frank and said, "If you tell anyone, I'll kill you, I'll kill your brother." Because of this incident, Frank began to carry a pistol while working in the fields. One day, McSwain snuck up behind him and shot him in the thigh and the head with a shotgun. Now the pellets hit him, they didn't kill him, so Hamer rolled over and wounded McSwain by shooting him. Harrison rescued his little brother, and together they fled before McSwain came back with his rifle. Hamer healed up and came looking for McSwain. McSwain saw him and said, "I thought I killed you." Hamer replied, "I came to settle our account." And Hamer killed McSwain in the subsequent duel. Again, this is when he was a boy in the Wild West days. This is exactly the kind of stereotypical thing this would happen, especially in that time and place. So he was still working as a ranch hand until 1905. He captured a horse thief. He was listening on what's called a party line, which is an archaic telephone system. Anyone can listen because it's a party line. Everyone in the party on the lines can listen. And they're pretty popular around America at that time. He overheard the sheriff talking with someone about the horse thief and said, "I know where he's going to be, and I'm going to capture him." And everyone applauded him for this, so then in 1906 he became a Texas Ranger. He spent most of his time patrolling the southern border of Texas with Captain J.H. Rogers. And then he became the city marshal of Navasota, Texas in 1908. He went back to the Rangers in 1915. And what he did is he brought a lot of law and order to oil boom towns, which were ferociously lawless. It's where criminals would gather for cheap work. And it was as dangerous as it gets. He also took on more than bandits at the time, because banditry was pretty common in the area. In the 1920s, the Texas Bankers Association were putting out $5,000 rewards for dead bank robbers. And I quote, not a cent for live ones. So ruthless criminals were murdering small-time con men and innocent transient workers, pinning fake robberies on them, sometimes real ones, and collecting all the money. Well, Frank made all this public, and he ended the practice. He became a captain of the Rangers in 1922, and he played a big role in fighting the Ku Klux Klan in Texas. He tried to break their power. He mostly just mitigated. He was known for being patiently confronting riots, controlling and stopping lynchings, because that was a common problem, and he stood up for a lot of African-Americans who would have been victims of these mobs. In 1932, he resigned when Miriam Ma Ferguson came back into the governor's office. She detested the Rangers, and she disbanded them. So he became a private investigator and worked for oil companies making money as security. And then he was hired to hunt down Bonnie and Clyde after the East Ham breakout, which is, this is all covered in the movie Highwaymen. It's very well done. If you have Netflix, I advise you sit down, take a couple hours and watch it. So it took him 3 months to track them down. And then he found them and ambushed them with his old friend, a fellow Texas Ranger, Galt. And they ambushed them in Louisiana on May 23rd, 1934 in Bienville Parish. Now here's what happened. They hid in a blind and waited for the car to come up. This is part of it. The ambush was part of tips from locals. And because Bonnie and Clyde were so feared, their tactic was they outgunned the police. They used bigger, better shotguns, bigger and better machine guns, and quite literally just outgunned them. So Frank and his posse were having none of that. They just got bigger guns like BARs. A BAR is a Browning automatic rifle. It's a famously large and dangerous weapon. Frank himself preferred rifles. He used, I believe, a Remington repeating rifle, and they shot them so many times in that front seat that some of Clyde's teeth were found in the back seat. They gave them no chance to defend themselves, because if they had, it would have been a horrible shootout, and they could have gotten away, as they had done many times before. So after the incident, Galt and Hamer wanted nothing to do with the pomp and circuitry. In fact, there was one town held a celebration, Galt and Hamer Hero Day. Only Galt showed up because he felt it was his responsibility. Hamer wanted nothing to do with it. Hamer went back working for the oil companies, supplying private security for most of his life. He retired in 1949 and passed away in 1955. Galt died in 1947. This was his partner that he hooked up with to hunt down the Bonnie and Clyde gang. And Galt was a retired ranger himself. And again, watch the movie, because it brings it up very well. I don't know how every little accuracy, but it was in line with all the research I did. So he passed away just after a heart attack in 1955. That was Hamer. And Galt died in 1947. So all in all, it's a really interesting story. I plan to sit down and do more research about the Texas Rangers, because this is quite fascinating. I know that many of them were known for their brutality. I know that many of them were known for frontier justice. So there was definitely good and bad, but there was far more good when it came to Francis Augustus Hamer. So I hope you guys have enjoyed the episode. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you in the next one.